This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, welcome back to another Spotlight podcast. My name is Melissa Science, and today I want to discuss the sales tax holiday coming up. Today I have Shante Bryant with Tax Policy. Hi Shante, how are you doing?
Hey Melissa, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Shante, why is the sales tax holiday so popular?
This holiday is popular because it affects a lot of Texans who are shopping for clothing and school supplies.
Now, when is this year's sales tax holiday?
This year, the holiday falls on August 10th through 12th.
What type of items can be purchased tax-free during this time?
You can purchase most clothing, footwear, school supplies, and backpacks that are priced individually less than $100 tax-free.
That's great, Shante. Now, how much do I actually save during the sales tax holiday weekend?
You can save about $8 on every $100 they spend. Just remember that the $100 is before tax.
Now, to take advantage of the sales tax holiday, do I have to purchase qualified items in person?
Actually, Melissa, to participate this weekend, you can purchase qualified items in person, online, over the phone, or even by mail.
Great. You mentioned earlier most clothing and footwear are exempt. Can you give me a little bit more information on that?
Basically, retailers are not required to collect local or state sales tax on most footwear and clothing as long as each individual item is priced less than $100.
Most footwear and clothing. Now, can you give me some examples?
Sure can. That would be like cross trainers, sandals, running shoes, and dress shoes. Most clothing is also exempt as long as each article is less than $100.
Got it. What are some examples of items not exempt during this holiday?
I'm glad you asked. Items that are not exempt are sales of special clothing or footwear that a manufacturer primarily designed for athletic activity or protective use and that is not normally worn except for when used for the athletic activity.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Taxable clothing would include football pads, hockey gloves, and maybe even work clothes, just to name a few.
What are some examples of shoes that don't qualify?
Examples of shoes that are not exempt during the sales tax holiday are ballet shoes, baseball or football cleats, tap shoes, and golf shoes. That's just to name a few.
All right, well, let me run through some examples with you. During this holiday, I plan to purchase my niece two pairs of shoes. One pair are tennis shoes for $89, and the other pair are dress shoes for $39. Do I only get one pair of those shoes exempt? Or how does that work, Shante?
Actually, you would get both pair of those shoes exempt. Because the tennis shoes and the dress shoes are both qualifying items, and they are both priced under $100, they both qualify for you to purchase them tax exempt.
Now, what if I find her shoes that are $129? Do I get the first $99 tax-free and then owe sales tax on the remainder?
Sorry, Melissa, it doesn't work that way. Shoes priced at $129 do not qualify. Even if the shoes are qualified items, they're still not exempt because the sales price is more than $99.99.
All right, I understand, Shante. Now, something new my niece has been talking about is a clothing subscription, where you would pay $49.99 per month, and she's able to have unlimited clothing rentals. Is that exempt?
Clothing subscriptions are becoming very popular. Even though the subscription is less than $100, sales tax holiday does not extend to the rental of clothing or footwear.
What other items does the exemption not extend to?
It doesn't extend to alterations, including embroidery, or cleaning services performed on clothing or shoes. Also, it doesn't apply to accessories, and that would be like jewelry, handbags, purses, luggage, umbrellas, watches, and other similar items.
Now, I heard you say purses are not qualified, but what if students use large purses to hold their books?
Unfortunately, the use of the purse makes no difference. Purses just don't qualify. Now, if the student switched to a backpack, that item could qualify.
Shante, are you talking about a specific type of backpack?
Any backpack priced less than $100 and sold for use by elementary and secondary students.
What if the backpack has wheels?
The exemption includes backpacks with wheels only if they can also be worn on the back like a traditional backpack. It also includes messenger bags.
Is there a limit on how many backpacks I can buy?
A maximum of 10 backpacks can be purchased tax-free at one time without providing an exemption certificate to your seller.
What about school supplies?
School supplies priced less than $100, such as binders, crayons, notebooks, and pens, can also be purchased tax-free during this weekend.
Now, is there a limit on how many school supplies I can buy?
No, there is no limit on the amount of supplies you can buy. Anyone can purchase an unlimited amount of supplies tax-free without an exemption certificate unless you're purchasing these items on a business account.
What does someone need to provide if they are purchasing qualified items on their business account?
You must give the retailer an exemption certificate certifying that the items are being purchased for use by an elementary or secondary school student.
Got it. Now, Shantae, what about layaways?
A sale of a qualifying item under a layaway plan qualifies for exemption if the customer places the items on layaway during the holiday or makes the final payment during the holiday.
All right, Shantae. Now, let's say I'm shopping during this holiday weekend and they run out of one of the items that I really need for my niece and they give me a rain check instead. Can I use that rain check later and get the items tax-free?
Rain checks qualify for exemption only if the actual purchase is made during the sales tax holiday.
Good to know, Shantae. Thanks. Where can I find a full list of qualifying items? I know you only mentioned a few today.
You can find a list of qualifying items on our website, comptroller.texas.gov. You can search sales tax holiday and you'll find links for a list of qualifying items.
Great. Thank you so much, Shantae, for taking the time and going over all of these items.
Thanks for having me, Melissa. Don't forget to plan your shopping for August 10th through 12th so you can take advantage of this sales tax holiday.
Got it, Shantae. Friday, August 10th through Sunday, August 12th. Thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to our Spotlight podcast and keep checking back for more podcasts on tax breaks and other useful information. Y'all have a great day.